Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. It's time for your new business journey. And so we want to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make that decision? Wambi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the one transformational moment and one decision that you had to make that changed the trajectory of your business.
Really, the most transformative moment was when we committed full time to the business. So my co-founder, John, and I, both originally ship designers, we got back together at Harvard Business School. Our goal was to start a business. We started experimenting with Love Pop, which was just super fun, making these 3D unique works of art that fit into a card. But it was a project, and we were learning. And it came to 6 months from graduation, and we were deciding what should we do. And we had been working with contract manufacturers. We weren't getting the quality that we wanted, and we made the commitment to work with a really amazing individual in Vietnam named Bao to start our own production facility. Now, Bao was 2 months away from graduating from a five-year architecture program, and he dropped out to start Love Pop with us. And so that was when we said, no matter what happens, we are going to make this business successful.
Did you feel like you were under a lot of pressure when you made that decision?
It felt like a lot, actually, because we still had, you know, different opportunities in front of us. We could go in different directions. So when we made that call, it wasn't so much the risk of the money we were investing or anything other than this was now a long-term commitment, because we knew that it was going to take a long time for us to make the business work.
And what advice would you give an entrepreneur who's in a similar situation?
I would say that everything takes longer. Everything is going to be harder. And that's great. That's part of life. That's like, you know, when you go all in on a company, like, you just have to be ready for that. And so the biggest thing for me is that you have to love what you're doing. And if you really love it, then you will make it through. I mean, we've almost run out of money five times. We've had to go through all kinds of different challenges. And every single time when we're in the middle of one of those, it's that love for the, I mean, I absolutely love this product. It's so fun.
We can tell because you brought a bunch of cards with you. And we've been playing with these cards and we're, look at that one.
Christina Mueller, welcome to the program. So when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me first and foremost. But when I look back, I actually can go back a few years ago. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer during my second pregnancy with my now three-year-old son. And that was a moment for me when I really was able to hone in on what's most important in my life and also career-wise, what I wanted my future to look like. I think when you're facing an illness that is potentially life-threatening, and especially being in a vulnerable position as I was being pregnant, your priorities shift, right? And I felt I want to have my career be fulfilling, but on my own terms. And entrepreneurship really seemed like the best path forward for me to do that. And what I decided to do is base my business using my clinical expertise and also just what I've learned along the way working with different people, is to create a workplace mental health firm that is focused on connection. In a high connectivity, low connection world that we're currently living in. So that was pretty bold at the time.
Did you feel it was a risky decision?
I felt it was a risky decision because a lot of leaders would say to me outright, it seems like a nicety to have that in the workplace. Like, I have to get things done. We have to hit our numbers. Having connection be an imperative seemed more like just nice, but not really as important as it really is. So making that decision in spite of the climate and the world we're living in was a risk, and it also cost me my comfort zone. I had to really push myself out of that and go into the unknown after having just gone into the unknown with my own health journey.
That's great. Thank you so much. Alyssa Pettinato.
So for me, I think it's twofold because I actually started my company after I did 1 year in corporate life and noped out of that pretty quick. That was probably the first time I made that decision. And then obviously because I had absolutely no experience, it was quite the learning curve for me to start my company, Allenato Events. So I started that 15 years ago. It changed when I made the decision. Actually, in 2020, it was right before COVID. You know, I'd been doing events, I'd been killing it for years, and only corporate. I would never touch weddings with a 10-foot pole because I thought, oh God, you know, who wants to do that?
Yeah. Right, Zillas.
Yeah. I felt this pullback in the corporate world where I was like, I don't know if we're about to have a recession or something, but I think I need to start offering weddings because my background was in art. You know, and I wasn't able to do these really creative over-the-top events, which I really wanted to do. I kind of just got sucked into this like world where it was easy, started offering weddings, then the world shut down, and weddings were the only event that survived COVID for a very long time. And I was able to be creative. People just started being like, well, I don't know what to do for design. I'm like, here we go. I'm going to just give you what I think, and my like artistic background did not hurt the situation by any means.
What advice would you give to an entrepreneur who's in a similar situation, needs to make a decision, maybe changing focus?
I would tell them that it's like actually the worst, most agonizing decision ever. There was lots of tears and like, did I do the right thing? And then I just started getting recognition for killing it because I kind of leaned into what I actually at my like core am just really good at.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, Elizabeth.
What was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business?
There was a huge moment that changed it. So I'd been doing the marketing for Gearhart Law. I started out as a patent agent. And well, I started out when Richard started the law firm, I said, I'll do anything you want me to do to help you succeed. So I went from being a patent agent to the marketing, because marketing for an intellectual property law firm is very intricate. And it's difficult for people to understand if they're not up to their eyeballs in the lingo and everything, right? So the pivotal moment came when Kenya Gibson, who we met networking, called me and said, meet me in New York for a glass of champagne. I've got an idea for you and Richard. And I did. And she said, how about a 1-hour radio show for you guys on iHeart about entrepreneurism, and you and Richard are co-hosts, and she laid out the whole format, and I thought it looked interesting. Richard was out at his networking thing, so the next morning I said, hey, Richard, what about this? And I think we can find the money, because it was paid advertising, still is. He agreed to it, and that changed the whole trajectory of my entire life. Yeah. After that, it really did. So now I have a podcast studio, and I'm podcasting and all this stuff, and I think that what I would say is make a decision and don't look back. Just go for it.
Well, for me, there have been a lot of turning points. But one that I hadn't really thought about until recently was when I started Gearhart Law, I ran the law firm out of the attic of my house. Literally bare floors, a single desk, a phone. I had just left Novartis. I hadn't really built up any kind of clientele. Literally a light bulb hanging from the ceiling. And over time, we ended up fixing up the space. There was enough space there. We had a couple of employees. But clients were coming into the house. They were using our bathroom. And they were stopping by the kitchen, smelling the spaghetti sauce. So this smells pretty good. And obviously, it couldn't go on forever. So we finally made the decision to move out of the house and into an office space, which is more conducive for a real law firm. And it was nerve-wracking. We had to add extra expense. I liked being home. It was comfortable, but we had to go back out into the world. And I think it's kind of needed at that time. It was needed to be more of a legitimate business. Yeah. Now you can work from home and it's not that big a deal because everybody yeah. does it. Right. But back then it was a big move. So I would say that was a pivotal moment in my career and in the growth of my business.
And what did it cost you?
Well, it cost extra money for the building. So we ended up buying a commercial building, and that was also, I was nervous when we did that.
And you had to pull your suits back out of the closet. Oh. No more working in your pajamas.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Smart,
yeah, I had to be fully dressed when I took phone calls.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Well, different show.